down at two mosques. New Zealand's prime minister announced all military-style semi-automatic and automatic rifles will be banned. Reuters' Grace Lee reports.
Military-style semi-automatics, assault rifles, and all high-capacity magazines. All that and more will be illegal in New Zealand, according to Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern on Thursday. The country saw its worst mass shooting last week when 50 people were gunned down at two mosques in Christchurch. In the immediate aftermath, Ardern labeled it a terrorist attack and vowed that New Zealand's gun laws would change.
What's important now is that New Zealand public is galvanized, and I would hope that politicians are galvanized behind these changes.
The new laws are expected to kick in by April 11th, and the government will be buying back banned weapons.
That's Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. Facebook says its artificial intelligence systems failed to automatically detect the New Zealand mosque shooting video, allowing it to spread rapidly online. Vice President of Integrity Guy Rosen said its systems are trained with large volumes of similar content, but in this case, there was not enough because such attacks are rare. Dutch prosecutors say they'll charge the suspect in a deadly tram shooting with multiple counts of murder or manslaughter with a terrorist intent. The public prosecutor released a statement Thursday saying the investigation showed 37-year-old Gokhem Tenise acted alone. Three people died in the shooting on Monday in the central city of Utrecht. Tenise will have a closed-door hearing Friday. At least five people are dead, 20 wounded, following a string of explosions near a Shiite shrine and cemetery in Kabul as people gathered Thursday morning to mark the Persian New Year. Afghan officials said three explosive devices had been remotely detonated. No group immediately claimed responsibility, but Islamic State affiliate that has taken root in Afghanistan has targeted the country's minority Shiite Muslims in the past. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe is retrieving and burying bodies as Mozambique begins 3 days of national mourning for victims of Cyclone Idai.